remember being a student? And did you ever skip a class, whether it be for kind of work commitments or health issues, or were you just plain lazy? Well, if you're a student at the moment and you have skipped a class, you've probably used a lecture recording to catch up on things. New research shows that more than half of students enrolled in a course do not attend lectures, with the recordings being partially to blame. So how do we solve this? And does it even matter if people are listening online instead of attending in person? To find out more, I've got an expert on the topic with me, Professor Natalie Skead, who's the head of law at the University of Western Australia. Professor Skead, thank you so much for joining us.
Morning, Willie. Thanks for having me.
Now, what evidence is there that student attendance has been declining in recent years?
Well, initially it was just anecdotal evidence, just corridor chatter. We thought it was really important to understand the extent of the issue. And so during 2019, I undertook an extensive study measuring actual attendance in classes. So it was across a whole course, undergraduate and postgraduate, and the outcome of our study was that on average across a 13-week semester, 38% of students were attending lectures.
Right. What evidence links lecture recordings to this information, or is there evidence to link the lecture recordings?
Yes, there certainly is. So we undertook an extensive survey of students, so 900 students responded. And it was important to understand not just whether or not they were attending classes, but the reasons why they were deciding to attend or not to attend. And lecture recordings was definitely one of the big motivating factors. There were others, though, I should add. So you mentioned work commitments. That was another big issue. Other responsibilities, caring responsibilities, as well as logistical difficulties, travelling, parking, transport, the cost of getting into university.
Yeah, that's a really fantastic point, actually. If you can't, if it's going to cost you, let's say, $10 round trip in public transport money, and you can for a 2-hour lecture, and you can sit at home and watch the recording. You know, as a young student, that's kind of a no-brainer, isn't it?
That's absolutely right. And so what students are also basing their decisions on is what their timetable looks like. So if they've got a day where they have, for instance, 5 scheduled classes, they'll come into university and they'll attend their classes. If they've got one that's in the middle of the day that breaks up what might potentially be a full day of work, or they just have to come into class for a 45-minute lecture, well, the likelihood is that they won't be coming in.
Yeah, right. Now, lecturers and teachers often say that research shows you learn less by listening to a recording or taking notes on a computer. Is that actually true?
Well, the verdict's out on that.
Okay.
There is some research that says there is a link, and there is other that says there's absolutely no association between attendance and learning outcomes. There are, however, what is clear is that there are definitely benefits to being in a face-to-face classroom with your teacher and your peers. So things like, you know, there's certain skills that are more difficult to develop remotely, like oral communication, like relational skills, dealing with difficult people. Also, taking notes, for instance, in real time can be important for certain disciplines as opposed to slowing it down or pausing it in order to take your notes. But I think more important than that is the strong association between well-being and a sense of connectedness, a sense of belonging and community. And that's why it is really important that students are on campus, and that they are connecting with one another and also with their teachers.
Yeah, and building exactly what you just said, building that network and that community of peers who are going through the same thing or might have similar issues or questions with their work, that you can, you know, turn to your peer group and say, well, is anyone understanding assignment 3 or whatever it may be? Out of interest, do you know if there's any correlation between lectures going online and course failure rates? Like, are people still passing the courses?
Oh yes, people are still passing the courses, and they're still doing well. I think I think it depends on, and it's really important to note that while 38% of students are attending lectures, in our institution, lecture recording is mandated. So it's not that they're missing out on the material altogether, they're just getting it in a different way. But across the course of a semester, 84% are still attending other classes. So they're still attending tutorials and seminars and workshops. So it's not that students are not engaged in their studies. They absolutely are. They just now have the capacity to decide how to learn certain material in different ways, and doing really what suits them best.
Can you ever see if there is this kind of correlation between lectures being online and people not coming onto campus? Can you ever see a point where you will stop or offering recorded lectures?
I think it depends on whether you're the individual teacher in the classroom or the institution. So there is a big push for flexibility and to provide students with flexibility in how they study. And I should also add that lectures do accommodate a whole host of issues that a diverse group of students will experience. So, you know, for some it may be anxiety and the difficulty of being in a room with so many people. For others, it's just other medical issues, as I mentioned, working carer responsibilities. I think that it is highly unlikely we will ever depart from institutional mandating of lecture recordings. And the student demand, the student backlash would be huge, because now that students have had the benefit of lecture recordings, it is demanded. So I don't think we'll be departing from that anytime soon.
Yeah. Oh, look, Professor Skead, thank you so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks, Willie.
Have a great day. Bye.
You too. Bye.